This is special coverage from NPR News in Washington. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush is about to speak in Tampa, Florida, at MacDill Air Force Base, home of the U.S. Central Command. The president is scheduled to speak to the military officials and employees gathered there in a hangar. He is to be introduced by Army General Michael DeLong. After his remarks, the president is expected to receive a briefing from General DeLong. That will be followed by another intelligence briefing at the Central Command Joint Intelligence Center. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president. Don, what are you expecting the president to have to say to that?
This is an opportunity for the president in what is his first trip outside of the Washington, D.C. area since the war began to thank the troops for their service, and he will be speaking to an audience of about 10,000 military personnel and their families. So we'll hear a lot of talk about the sacrifice of the American armed forces, but also expect him to reinforce something he's been saying for the past day or so, reminding Americans that, as his press secretary put it, this could be a long and hard war.